Are you passionate about Haitian voodoo, its history, and its role in shaping the Haitian culture in the world? Then let us introduce you to COSAMBA, the premier scholarly association dedicated to the study of Haitian voodoo and Pan-African religions. COSAMBA brings together scholars, practitioners, and the broader community to explore the richness of Pan-African traditions. Through research, conferences, and community engagement, COSAMBA keeps the sacred tradition of Haitian voodoo alive while fostering deeper understandings. Whether you're a scholar, a student, or simply someone seeking to learn more about these powerful faith traditions, COSAMBA is your gateway to knowledge and connections. Visit COSAMBA, COSANBA.org to learn more and join the movement.
Want to make a difference in a child's life? The Empowerment Network 10 Global, founded by Dr. Charlene Dazier, is transforming communities by providing children with opportunities to learn, grow, and thrive. Through summer camps, leadership programs, and educational support, 10 Global creates safe, nurturing spaces where children can develop confidence, life skills, and a brighter future. Centered in Haitian Vodou cosmology and African spirituality, these programs give kids the tools they need to succeed, whether it's academically, socially, spiritually, or emotionally. But we need your help. By donating, volunteering, or spreading the word, you can help provide scholarships, supplies, and life-changing experiences for these young minds. Visit 10global.org today. That's TENGLOBAL.org. Get involved or get connected. Together, we empower. Together, we rise. Aibobo. Welcome to the Agua Cerrito podcast show, where we honor the divine, spark personal liberation, and deconstruct Haitian voodoo. I'm your host, Knowledge, also known as Konef Kife. Every episode is a digital offering to the sacred spirits, ancestors, and vibrant culture of Haitian Vodou. Through storytelling, interviews, and reflections, we will explore its roots, its power, and its impact. Vodou is more than spirituality. It is life, legacy, and liberation.
Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of the Agua Cerrito podcast show. I'm your host, Professor Knowledge, Professor Konekife. Today, we are going to honor and love on the formidable escort of Bosu, the bull spirits of Haitian Vodou. As always, we begin our conversation about the divine by centering ourselves with breath and prayer. So let's breathe together three times. Inhale confidence and exhale comparison. Inhale acceptance and exhale expectation. Inhale joy and exhale guilt. Allow your breath to align with your heartbeat. Greetings to Almighty God. Thank you for the breath of life. Greetings to the divine spirits and our collective ancestors of earth, water, fire, and air in the east, the west, the north, and the south, both known and unknown. Greetings to Met Bosu. We invite you into this space and ask that you help us all better learn and understand your energy. Greetings to you, our esteemed listeners. We ask that whatever you need from this episode be met. We ask that whatever guidance shared in this episode be understood. We ask that any lessons that need to be learned be learned. Aibo bo, ago ago, bo, rababa, asao, alaso, awoshenago, javodo, afutai, bilolo, swakongo, kwa, sen, bo. Welcome back to another episode of the Agua Cerrito podcast show. If you've been on the journey with us, thank you so much for tuning in again. I truly appreciate you being part of our digital laku. And if you're new to the show, welcome and a big aibobo to you. I'm your host, Professor Knowledge, Professor Konekife, and this show is all about one thing: deconstructing, demystifying, and decolonizing Haitian Vodou. Every Wednesday, I share information with the goal of educating, empowering, and enlightening our listeners on the beautiful, sacred religious practices of Haitian Vodou. Before we dive into today's episode, I'd love for you to hit that follow subscribe button so you never miss an update. If you enjoy what you're hearing, leaving us a quick rating or review is one of the best ways to support the show. And of course, feel free to share this episode with a friend you think who would enjoy it as well. Since we have listeners in our digital laku all across the world, every week I shout out a city where our listeners are located. This week, I want to send a big aibobo, a big shout out to all of our listeners in Visalia, California. Visalia, California, aibobo, aibobo, aibobo to you. Let's kick off with our segment of Parole Pouvoir of the week. For those that are new to the show, Parole Pouvoir in English means words of power. Each week, we unpack a powerful Creole word that is rooted in Haitian Vodou, exploring the wisdom that it carries. This week's Parole Pouvoir is the word Kui, and Kui in Creole is spelled K-W-I. And a Kui is usually a man-made container, and it's typically made from dried calabash tree materials. And kuis, they take on a lot of different forms. You'll find that there are queens that are made into jars, they're made into bowls, and they're made into cups, and they're in all shapes and sizes, and typically used a variety of ways within Haitian voodoo. You'll see sometimes people use queens in Haiti to carry water or liquids, or sometimes, let's say, libation offerings for Lois. You'll sometimes see a Cree is used to make food offerings, or if it's sacred object offerings to the Lois. There's actually some Lois that prefer to be served only in Cree. So they typically like their food offerings, or let's say their libations or other types of offerings, they prefer a Cree if it's available. You'll sometimes see Crees are used as decorative objects that are painted and embellished for different types, different laws. I've also seen Crees be used as parts of musical instruments in Haiti. And in other times, you sometimes see Crees can be used for healing rituals. Crees can be used to make spiritual baths. And Crees are used in a variety of other, let's say, like ritualistic activities. Do you have a voodoo word that you would like to learn more about? Email us at aguacerito@gmail.com and we'll make sure to feature it on an upcoming episode. Today's conversation about the amazing Escot Bosu will be informed by the scholarly works of Kanaz Falan, Benjibo Habelwaith, as well as David Constantino. And in today's episode, we'll take some time to talk about Bosu's origin, what his specific function, let's say his energetic signature represents. We'll take some time to talk a little bit more about the Bosu Escot family in general. And then we'll wrap up today's episode discussing what are other similar deities across other world religions that are akin to the Bosu energy. And what does it mean to see Bosu surfacing in your life? What could that spiritually represent? With that, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and begin our conversation on Med Bosu. Hope you're enjoying today's episode. Have a question, comment, or feedback? Feel free to send us an email at aguacerito@gmail.com. That's aguacerito@gmail.com. You can also visit us on the web at www.aguacerito.com for more information about past episodes, show notes, and more. Thank you. So in Haitian Vodou, Bosu is a law that is often depicted as a bull. And when we think about the symbolic representation of the animal that is a bull, bulls typically represent as a symbol of strength. They're typically represented as a symbol of protection. Bulls are representations of endurance. Bosu's origin goes back to West Africa, particularly the Fon and Yewe traditions of the old Diomé Kingdom. And in Africa, and specifically in the Diomé Kingdom, the bull is already considered a sacred animal. And bulls in Africa and in many African regions are tied to the ideas of vitality, of fertility, as well as royal authority. So in this context, Metbosu is what we would call a Tohosu and a deified ancestor of Diomean royalty. And listeners, we talked about the definition of a Tohosu and a deified ancestor in our Agasu episode, so you definitely want to check that out. Cultural historians typically associate Metbosu with the spirit of the deceased Diomean king Tegbesu, or in some lineages, they may refer to him as King Tegbosu. And some scholars have noted that King Tegbosu or King Tegbesu is sometimes known as Bosu Ashade, because according to historical records, the time period as to when King Tegbesu or King Tegbosu was in power lines up with 18th century historical accounts of Bosu Ashade, which is why Bosu evokes this idea of royalty, specifically of Diomean origin. And there are also other accounts, there's other historical records that expand Bosu's origin and views King Tegbesu as not only the king of Diomé, but the son of his father was King Agbaja. And King Agbaja in Haitian Vodou is commemorated to represent Kaja Bosu. So again, still part of the Escort Bosu, but Metbosu in this context was Bosu Ashade, and his father is considered Kaja Bosu. All of them being deified ancestors of Diomean royalty. In the book Haitian Vodou, author Kenan Folan also discusses Bosu's royal origins. And in that book, he writes, Dosu Agaja, king of Diomé from 1708 to 1732, was the father of a child who was born with horn-like protrusion on his head. That child was honored for bringing prosperity to the kingdom because under King Agaja's watch, they were able to conquer the cities of Alada and Ouida. Today, many of the descendants of people sent across the ocean as a result of the slave trade still honor King Agaja's totem spirit as Bosu the Bull Loa. So in that passage, the author Folan is referencing the time when enslaved Africans were taken to colonial Haiti. They essentially carried Bosu with them in memory and in song. And throughout the generations of resistance in this context, Bosu evolved within Haitian Vodou as a reminder of ancestral strength and survival. And like many of the Vodou spirits, Bosu has paradoxical layers. While he's considered both peaceful, he's also fiercely aggressive, capable of protecting his devotees with unstoppable power. In the book, Sacred Arts of Haitian Vodou, Author David Constantino writes, "Fertility and protection are the domains of Bosu, the three-horned bull. His descent, like his horns, seem to be triple, with a nod from Diomic Congo and Celtic France. In practice, more Petwo than Rada connects closely with Metkafu, Papasimbi, and Bawon Simiche." As the author Constantino states, Bosu has expressions on both the Rada as well as the Petwo nations of the Vodou pantheon. And while the author in that particular passage really mentioned Bosu's Petwo affiliation, Bosu also makes up part of the Rada family of spirits, with connections to other Diomen and Nagoloas, such as Agasu, Sobobade, and Ogu. Author Constantino also makes mention of Bosu's three horns, which does have a significant meaning, and it's been interpreted differently depending on scholar as well as lineage expressions. So in some aspects, some scholars view Bosu's three-horned bull to be a symbolism of strength, wilderness, and violence. And then we see in the book Vodou Songs, author Hebblewaith states that the three horns represent three classes of laws: the laws in the sky, the laws in the ground, and the laws underwater. And I think what's interesting, listeners, is that while many Vodou research and scholars speak to Bosu having one or three horns, in reality and in practice, there are actually some lineages that honor Bosu laws with up to seven horns, what we would call Bosu Setkon, right? And each horn in this regard, each horn represents an expression of essentially nuanced strength in some way. And in some lineages, the meanings of all of those horns are preserved in secrecy. So yes, you will sometimes find expressions of Bosu. I've actually heard of Bosu having one horn, three horns, and again, up to seven horns. Aibobo. So what does Bosu represent, given his origins? In short, Bosu is synonymous with power. Bosu stands for power that protects. His energy is essentially grounded. So think of the animal, think of a bull, right? The bull and this idea of groundedness, of fertility, of stability. Bosu guards, you know, people's homes. Bosu protects his devotees. And Bosu is always up for a challenge. Anytime there is a challenge that requires strength and persistence, Bosu is the loa that people typically invoke, right? He is also considered a symbol of resistance as well as loyalty. And because Bosu absolutely stands for 1000% power, Bosu gives his devotees the courage in the face of danger. Bosu protects against maleficent energy. Bosu is the strength to overcome any type of obstacle, particularly spiritual obstacles. Bosu is highly respected for his ability to break down barriers, his ability to ward off maleficent spirits, and his ability to clear the path for what is right. And in some expressions of Bosu's energetic signature, and in some lineages, he's also viewed as a loa of war and a loa that is the guardian of mystical powers. So in short, Bosu is a loa that you do not want to mess around with. Bosu is not playing with anyone, okay? Period. Bosu makes up the crew of laws that I'm gonna call F around and find out, right? He is an F, you know, if you are a devotee of Bosu and you're having any sort of issues or problems, you invoke Bosu, he is not playing around with anyone or anything, especially when it comes to his devotees. Bosu, you have to think about that. Like, Bosu is the epithet expression of the force of wild beast, of the force of wild animals that are driven by discipline, driven by sacrifice, driven by respect. Bosu is an ally like no other when it comes to brute force and protection. In colonial times, outsiders sometimes described and unfortunately misinterpreted Bosu's energy. And they sometimes were really interpreting his energy from, you know, from a racist lens, from a lens that sought to erase the religious aspects of Vodou. And there were times where Bosu was essentially demonized. They lended him and attributed him to black magic, to savage worship. And because that he has a depiction of being half man, half bull iconography, many outsiders viewed Bosu as a depiction of Satan. But this framing is absolutely categorically false. It is really how we go back to understanding Bosu from a decolonized perspective. Again, going back to the idea that in Africa and in many regions with Africa, the bull was considered a sacred animal. So to have a law that represents a sacred animal from the continent is all about how to preserve identity, how we preserve culture, and how we preserve autonomy to honor and venerate Bosu in its purest expression. So in this context, because again, regardless of the times that there's been demonizations and stigma of Vodou, and particularly of Bosu, Bosu is a reminder that survival itself is sacred, that endurance in the face of dehumanization and in the face of cultural and religious erasure is really sort of a kind of divine power. So the fact that Bosu is a very common law that we see day to day, even with all of the negative stereotypes that have been tried to be projected, and Bosu again is one of the most revered laws within the Haitian Vodou pantheon. So when we talk about Bosu, again, when I think of Bosu and I think of the definition of power in the dictionary, I see his image. You know, we have to think about Bosu being about the strength of people who refuse to be broken. Bosu represents a power that doesn't shout but stands firm like a bull in the field, holding its ground no matter the storm, no matter what's going on around. Bosu is a strong, stable force. And for any devotee that has the honor to be able to serve Bosu, they have a tremendous ally in their spiritual court. We cannot talk about Bosu and not talk about some of the lesser known bull spirits of Haitian Vodou. So while Bosu is the most commonly known of the bull spirits, there's actually other bull spirits that make up the escort of Bosu specifically, and other adjacent bull spirits. So I want to also mention Mazila. So Mazila is the feminine energetic counterpart bull of Bosu. Some people would say that Mazila is Bosu's wife in some instances. There's also Gun Bosu. So Gun Bosu is the elder feminine grandmother counterpart bull spirit of Bosu. And then adjacent to Bosu, we also have what's called Beleku. And Beleku is a lesser known Haitian Vodou law, but is also a represented bull. And Beleku represents strength, power, and protection with fierce force. Beleku is typically seen as a Gada loa in the Vodou pantheon and is considered the patron loa of people who raise cows. So with that, I want to do a quick roll call. I want to shout out and give a big aibobo, to Bosu, Met Bosu, Kaja Bosu, Bosu Ashade, Bosu Glo, Bosu Ile, Bosu Kalenjo, Bosu Towo, Towo Twagren, Towo beleku, bosu girigiri, bosu twakon, bosu setkon, bosu kandomble, bosu walala, bosu kamblement, gran bosu kamblement, acha deboko, jobolo bosu, beleku menfo, beleku yemen, beleku yenu, beleku jojo, gran beleku mazila, aibobo, to all of the bosu lois I say, to all the bosu lois I didn't say, to all the bosu lois I know, to all the bosu lois I don't know, to all the mazila lois, all the beleku lois, all the gran bosu lois that I know, the ones I don't know, the ones I said, the ones I didn't say. Aibobo, aibobo, aibobo. With that, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about comparable deities in other world religions, as well as what does it mean if Bosu is showing up in your life.
Kajabo sukanjole o nan la kwa osilibo va vouye osilibo va vouye ae o amina kajabo sou papa sauver la vie moi o amina
Dieu sou moi o amina
aje jobo lobo sou mbrale
Salah. Cadê o bom?
Continue to see in many of our Haitian Vodou laws, similar to Bosu, there are other bull spirits that are represented, other bull deities represented in other world religions. And we're going to just name a couple of them in today's episode. So we're going to start with ancient Egypt and Kemet. In Kemet, there was what was called the Apis. And the Apis bull was seen as a living vessel of divine energy. Like Bosu, Apis symbolized fertility, strength, and life force. And Bosu and Apis essentially both embody divine strength that is rooted in the animal world. If we switch gears and we look at the Hindu tradition, Nandi. Nandi is the sacred bull of Lord Shiva, and Nandi stands for loyalty, courage, and devotion. And actually, in many Hindu temples, Nandi guards the gate. And so similar to Bosu, Nandi is also a guardian figure that represents power, that represents devotion, and is very protective of its devotees. If we switch gears again and we look at the Greeks have what's called the Minotaur. And the Minotaur is considered a bull that is wild, that is all about transformation. So again, similar to Bosu, being highly misunderstood in many circles, the Minotaur bull, however, just as powerful as so, if we wrap up for today's episode, if you are seeing Bosu show up in your life, whether that is in dreams, whether that is in visions, whether that is in connecting, let's say having different types of experiences, you're seeing, let's say, maybe bull symbolism in your everyday life, that may be a clue that Bosu is wanting to connect with you. And if you see that happening, sometimes you have to see what is happening in your life. Many of the laws, when they show up in their devotees' lives at certain times, there usually are symbolic reasons as to why they're happening. There's usually a nod as to something you may need to be aware of that's happening in your waking life, or some sort of strength that a law is seeking to provide you to support your journey in that particular moment. So if you find that Bosu is showing up a lot in your life, That may mean a couple of things. It may mean that you are being called to tap into your inner strength, to hold your ground, to, let's say, stop shrinking. Because again, Bosu represents power. And so if Bosu is showing up, it may be time for you to really stand firm, right? To really, what, you know, as we say today, stand on business, to claim your strength and to own your power. Ai bo bo. Sometimes Bosu shows up to create a breakthrough in our lives and to clear the obstacles that's impeding our progress. Now, remember, Bosu might appear if you have any sort of blockages. Let's say if you are emotionally sensing and feeling blockages, if you're having a professional blockage, let's say if you have some sort of stagnation going on in some aspect of your life, if you have a spiritual blockage that may be happening, and you need a force, right? You need a divine force to break through, to really help you move forward. That's when sometimes Bosu will show up, because he is ready to plow into anything that needs to be destroyed in order to help make forward momentum, to help bring about movement, to help bring about change. Because again, Bosu is not playing with anyone. He is all about moving forward. And when he gets going, nothing can stop him. So it's important to understand, if you see Bosu showing up in your life, he may be helping you clear the path. You may sometimes see Bosu show up as a guardian. Let's say if you are in need of protection, if you're in need of specifically spiritual protection in some cases, he can be noted as a guardian and a healer, particularly to his devotees. So sometimes if Bosu may show up in different times of your life, it's because you may be in need of some sort of defense and or protection. Bosu sometimes shows up, again, because of his royal lineage. He sometimes will show up if there is some sort of situation that's maybe happening in your life related to heritage, related to ancestry, or related to reclaiming your roots in some way. Sometimes Bosu will show up from that lens or that perspective. And understand, when Bosu is showing up in your life, again, he's not playing with anyone. His arrival is very, sometimes very, very harsh and startling, right? Because he shows up to shake things up. So if you're moving and being very comfortable and you see Bosu comes plowing into your life, chances are he's coming to create a sense of transformation. He's coming to provide an additional layer of protection. He's coming to clear your path and help remove any obstacles, any challenges out of your life. Ai bo bo, ai bo bo, ai bo bo to that. So with that, to our dearest Met Bosu, to all of the Escort Bosu, we love you and we honor your power today. Thank you so much for your strength. Thank you so much for your protection. Thank you so much for your courage that walks with all of us. May our steps be steady, our hearts brave, and our work worthy of your guidance. Ai bo bo, ai bo bo, bilolo. With that, we are going to close out in prayer. Thank you to the Almighty Creator, source of all life and breath. Thank you to all of the divine saints, spirits, ancestors, and protectors, both known and unknown, who have accompanied us in this sacred gathering. May your presence continue to guide us as we move forward. We affirm that all that is needed has been received, all that is to be learned will unfold, and all that is to be shared will bear fruit in time. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for spending time with us in our digital laku. Make sure to follow or subscribe so you never miss an update. Have a question, thoughts, or comments about today's show? Email us at aguacerito@gmail.com. And don't forget to share this episode with the first person that comes to mind who might need to hear this message as well. Join us next time as we honor and love on the law and escort Cousin, the amazing agricultural business spirits of Haitian Vodou. Until then, keep learning, growing, and pushing forward on your journey. Aibobo, Agoago, Bo, Rababa, Asao, Alaso, Aoshenago, Javodo, Afutai, Bilolo, Swakongo, Kwa, San, Bo. Thank you for tuning into the Agua Cirito podcast show. Joining us on the Agua Cerito podcast show. Together we honor our ancestors, embrace the beauty of Vodou, and step boldly toward liberation. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us amplify the spirit of Haitian Vodou even further. Join us next week as we continue this journey to connect, inspire, and uplift. Until then, walk boldly with your spirits, and remember, the Agua Cerito Show is not just a podcast. It is a vibration, a celebration, a path to freedom.